Gospel Acclamation. Hail to you, our King, obedient to the Father. You are led to your crucifixion, led a gentle lamb to the slaughter. A reading from Holy Gospel according to John. Reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, "Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, at a loss as to whom he meant. One of the disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter noted to him to find out whom he meant. He leaned back against Jesus' chest and said to him, "Master, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It's the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it." So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed to Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot. After Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now none of those reclining at table realized why he said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money back, Jesus had told him, "Buy what we need for the feast, or to give something to the poor." So Judas took the morsel and left at once, and it was light. When he had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot go. So now I say to you." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow later." Peter said to him, "Master, why can I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me 3 times. Gospel of the Lord. The betrayal of Judas and the denial of Peter. It is, so in a certain sense, these two disciples, they have confidence in themselves. Peter, he knows that he will not betray Jesus. But when temptation comes, he really felt down. Exactly, he denied Jesus 3 times. He was afraid to be captured by the people, and so he said, "I'll never load this person, I'll never beat him." Judas, for $30, he betrayed Jesus. He comes from a rich family. Only $30 is not a big deal. But we have to understand, when we attach to bad habits, it's really difficult to change ourselves. So tell Jesus. Many times we say, "Oh, this is small things." But we were attached to the wrongdoings, even not very serious, but it'll keep you for life. If you don't change these two things, then at the time of temptation, we will not change. There is always the grace of God. For Judas, Jesus gave him the bread, the sign of friendship. But if we don't have that kind of trust in the Lord, and may we think so little bad habits, it doesn't matter. So if our heart is not towards Jesus, it's towards the devil. Devil is always keeping us to his side. Maybe we say it's a little thing, but if your heart, even little things, not belong to God, then we put God aside. It's not that God doesn't want us, because we put God aside. So tell Jesus, whatever in the past, if something our heart think might be a little thing, not serious, but if it's not the will of God, ask this grace to abstain from it. Ask the grace not to so much trust in ourselves like Peter. Peter is so strong for himself that he will protect Jesus. But the time of temptation, he told the people he never met Jesus. He never knew this person. Jesus already announced to him already some time ago, but he still thought, I'm really strong, but our strength, if it depends on ourselves, is not strength at all. Be humble and tell Jesus, I trust in you.